Hey everyone, this is Bill Russell here, and I'm excited to introduce you to our newest show, This Week Health Live. Join me and my co-hosts Drex DeFord and Sarah Richardson every week as we dive into the latest in health IT with a blend of humor, personal stories, and expert analysis. We'll bring you engaging discussions and a few surprises along the way, and it's all live. It's on LinkedIn Live, YouTube Live, and it will be on our website as well, thisweekhealth.com. Don't miss out on our pilot episode on June 7th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, where you can join in on the fun with comments and questions, live polls, and more. We'll see. But don't worry if you miss out. Each live episode will be recorded and released on our news podcast channel the following week, so you can catch up on all the action then. Don't miss out. Subscribe now at thisweekhealth.com so you know when you can join in making health IT informative, entertaining, and fun. Don't miss out. Tune in and be a part of the conversation. Today in Health IT, we're going to take a stroll through the headlines. I'm going to give you my take on a couple of stories. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week Health, a set of channels and events dedicated to transform healthcare, one connection at a time. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders. Notable, ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. All right. These stories and all news stories we cover, you can find on our website, thisweekhealth.com/news. Check it out today. Finally, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as foundation for daily or weekly discussions on the topics that are relevant to you in the industry. Great way to mentor the next generation. Have you started? Find somebody. Mentor them. They can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, here we go. I'm just going to go over to our website, pull it up. Here we go. And we have 9 news stories. Drex was busy, and having Sarah on staff has helped as well. She's pulling in some stories as well. And I was looking through these. I'm recording 2 Newsday shows tomorrow. So I'm going to give you the headlines, give you a little bit of what's going on. So Ascension warns of suspected cyber attack, clinical operations disrupted. And essentially, out of precaution, they are looking at things, and they have told their partners to disconnect temporarily. The healthcare network continues to investigate the incident with assistance from cybersecurity firm Mandiant and has notified the appropriate authorities, ensuring measures are in place to minimize impact on patient care. The event echoes previous major cyber attacks, so forth and so on. My take on this is there's an awful lot of activity, and it could just because Drex did an awful lot of work in the last couple of days. But if I look at the 9 stories, 7, 8 of them are cybersecurity related. Okay. Just a lot of activity. You have MedStar suffers data breach, 183,000 patients exposed. That's in cyber news. So worth taking a look at to see what that's all about. Let's see. Personal and health information was accessed following unauthorized entry into MedStar system through employee email accounts. The breach, which took place intermittently between January and October of 2023, was disclosed after a comprehensive investigation that concluded in March of 2024. So this is reporting on historical information. The Ascension is an active situation that's currently going on. It's interesting with email. I was going back and forth with someone in email, oddly enough, today, and they are in discussions with a health system that is going to turn off all external email. And it got me to thinking, is that even a possibility? And before you write it off completely, the productivity of your organization would likely go pretty dramatically. Now, you'd still have ways for email to get into your system, but you would end up with almost a system like we used to have back in the old days. There was a mail room. And all the mail came into the mail room and then it was distributed, something to that effect. And you'd have certain gateways for certain things. I don't know. Would appropriate use of email coming in to the organization? There's a lot. And so this is the problem with this. After you really sit back and think about this, it really becomes hard to just shut it off categorically. You would have to do a pretty comprehensive study before you pull the trigger on something like that. And try to minimize the unintended consequences, which is the bane of our existence. When you do something you think is good and right and helpful, and it does not turn out that way. Unintended consequences. There you go. Sarah Richardson, gave us this story. Bankrupt Steward Health puts its hospitals up for sale, discloses $9 billion in debt. $9 billion in debt. Wow. That's a lot. But it's a fairly large health system. So Steward Healthcare is selling 31 of its U.S. hospitals after filing for bankruptcy protection, aiming to manage its $9 billion in liabilities without closing any facilities. Despite having high annual revenues and potential value in other assets, the company struggled with financial stability due to burdensome long-term rent obligations and unpaid bills and wages. Steward's plans include auctions for its hospitals and potential sale of its physician group to mitigate against immediate financial collapse, reinforced by a court-approved interim financing agreement. This is a fire sale and an opportunity for somebody, but buyer beware. Clearly, know what you're buying, know what you're getting. I can't tell you the number of times that we acquired things, and it's just, there was, I don't know, it's hard to explain. We acquired things and then found out some major things after the acquisition. So again, buyer beware. These are, it is a fire sale. There's probably all sorts of wreckage throughout the hallways and in the psyche of the employees and whatnot. It has not been a well-run system for quite some time. Again, hard to imagine. And if you're on the IT side of, hey, we just acquired three of the Steward Health hospitals, or we've acquired their physician practice, I would plan on throwing out all their technology and pulling them onto your technology as quickly as possible, which actually is a fairly challenging project in and of itself. All right, let's go through some more of the cybersecurity. New EY research reveals cybersecurity fears are on the rise among U.S. workers, with a vast majority concerned about AI in cybersecurity. Even news stories, you could put AI in news stories. I saw a video on social media, and it's the use of AI in product development. And there's a container, it's like a styrofoam container, and they put a burger in there, and they put some, this is AI, and they put some of the sauce on top of it. Then they put something else on, more sauce on top, something else, more sauce. They put the bun on top. They put sauce on top of the bun. They put fries in there. They put sauce on top of the fries. They close the lid. They put sauce on top of the, even news stories, right? They're concerned about AI and cybersecurity. They know it's going to get clicks. They know people are going to read it. And so putting AI in anything right now is, quite frankly, is suspect and hard to get to the bottom of it. With that being said, I've been talking about AI incessantly because I do believe it is a transformative technology, but just beware, people are just spreading it on pretty thick at this point. CISA grants 30-day extension for input on incident reporting rule. So the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, which is CISA, has extended the deadline for comments on its proposed cyber incident reporting regulation for critical infrastructure entities to July 3rd, following industry requests for more time. The extension aims to facilitate further feedback on a significant regulatory proposal aiming to enhance cybersecurity measures within critical infrastructure sectors. The extension announcement was made in a Federal Register notice and was highlighted by the House Homeland Security Cyber Committee Chairman. If you're interested, you can go out and comment there. DHS CISA announced membership changes to Cyber Safety Review Board. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and CISA have announced changes. It's a membership including both departures and new additions, and it has all the people that have that are going out and coming in, if you are interested in that. The compromised backups send ransomware recovery costs soaring. This is SC Magazine. The article highlights the increasing focus of ransomware attackers on compromising organizations' backups, illustrating a worrying trend that simply backing up data is not enough for protection. A report by Sophos reveals that 94% of surveyed organizations experienced attempts by cyber criminals to target their backups during ransomware attacks. We've known this. We've known this for quite some time. This is exactly where they go. Because if you have a backup, you can recover and you don't have to pay them the ransom. They absolutely go after the backups. It's one of their primary modus operandi. I think it's both the same thing. There you go. So they're going after your backups. It's important to consider your strategy. We just did a webinar yesterday, which will be released on our podcast channel in a couple of weeks. And Drex talked to Microsoft and Rubrik about some of the nuances on a modern backup strategy and recovery strategy. It's very interesting. And let's see, Change Healthcare lacked safeguards even as it gave security advice. That's in roll call. That's just piling on at this point, but potentially there's some relevance in there. Biden administration launches international cybersecurity strategy. Ton of cybersecurity activity. When I read this many cybersecurity stories, I'm just reminded that vigilance is so important. We can't let our guard down. It's not like, hey, we got funding 3 years ago and that's going to cover us. We always need to be looking at cybersecurity, understanding what the attack vectors are into our specific health system, formulating plans for protection around those things, also understanding the reality that the attackers may already be in your system, and to build your security measures with the assumption that they're already on your systems and operating on your systems. And as far as leadership, the thing I would say is you have to have the appropriate measures, but more than that, you have to be aware of the risks. And that is the most important thing to be communicating to the leadership. It's not, we're spending this, we're doing this, that kind of stuff. That's important. And that's part of the report out, but they need to understand the risks so that they can make the appropriate decisions. Your role is to make sure they understand the risks. If we do not do this, or if this continues, or if we don't implement dual factor authentication across all of our systems, across the health system, we will have this kind of exposure. Now they might say, that's okay, we accept that risk. Your job was done. You made them aware. They made that decision, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, we need to make sure that we are communicating that effectively and communicating it well. So a lot of cybersecurity stories today. I hesitate to do this now because we now have Drex's 2-minute drill, and he will go through a bunch of this stuff in a lot more detail. I just wanted to do it at a high level and give you an idea of the amount of activity that's going on in cybersecurity. So there you have it. That's all for today. Don't forget, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as a foundation for mentoring. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders. Notable, ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.